Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
hi, Brenda.
Yes?
Hi, Brenda. My name is Adam. I'm calling because I was following up on a notice you received in the mail. A team member of mine reached out to you recently. It was in regards to the new energy program. How's your day going?
Good.
Good, good. So the reason I'm calling is because I see that they advised that you were paying over like 100 or 120 on your power bill. Is that a little bit accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Well, ultimately, what it is we're doing is we're helping homeowners lower their power bill with this government-endorsed solar program that's just made for you to eliminate your current bill and not have to pay for panels. So you're now simply just paying for cheaper electricity, as long as you can get approved for it.
Yeah, so when he called me and I talked to him for a minute, he said there is absolutely no out-of-pocket expense for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the way that it works, right, is since it's government endorsed, as long as you qualify, you're not paying anything for installation. There's no down payment, right? Obviously, I want to be transparent with you. I don't want to make it seem like it's free. So it's not that it's free. What it is instead of you paying your monthly bill right now with your current utility provider, is that with Edison?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you're with Edison, right? Now, as far as the actual utility provider, what happened is instead of you paying Edison, that bill is going to be eliminated and just swapped out for a cheaper, more sustainable solar bill, as long as you can get approved for it.
And who would I be paying that bill to? You guys?
Yeah, so instead of you paying right to Edison, you're now
Yes.
eliminating your bill and you're just paying the solar company, correct?
Yeah, so like how is that, and you think that's going to be cheaper than me paying Edison?
Yeah, so the reason that, and just to be clear, the reason it's going to be cheaper up to 40% is because instead of you relying on Edison to deliver power to you, which is actually why they charge you hidden fees. So what happens is instead of you relying on them to do that, you're now eliminating those costs because you're going to be producing your own power. So now you don't have to rely on them to charge you extra, literally just to deliver electricity, right? Now you can produce your own and it would just be much cheaper than what you're paying right now. The thing is, Brenda, right? You would need to qualify for it. My job is really just to ask you a couple questions just to see if you're a good fit. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Okay.
as long as it's nothing that I can't answer, go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, as far as like the title here on Lenhart Avenue, are you the homeowner on title?
Yes.
Awesome. As far as like the actual condition of the roof on the property, is there any like leaks, any damages you're aware of?
No.
Great. Now, these programs, right, they're government endorsed. So the main thing is really just to have a standing credit score of above 660. Do you feel like you'd meet that?
Yep.
Awesome. And then lastly, just as far as like sunlight exposure on the property, would you say that you have any trees covering it, or would you say it's fairly open?
Say that again, like the property is it's open.
Okay, awesome. Great. Well, based on the information you gave me, Brenda, right, it looks like you could be a good fit for this program. The next step for us is really simple. So my job, what it is to do, is to help find a better day and time sometime this week on a different day where you have about a spare 30 minutes of time. We have what's called a 30-minute in-home consultation and assessment where we show you a free breakdown of what it would look like. If there's any questions, we make sure to answer them for you. And we show you a free savings report to help you cut down on the bill. Typically on a different day, are you usually more free in like the morning times or afternoons?
Okay, I have more questions for you first.
Absolutely.
So the first one is, like, do we get rid of Edison completely? Like, how do they know not to bill us, right?
Yeah, great. That's a very good question. So yeah, what happens is since you're not going to be paying Edison, they're actually the ones that helps activate the system, right? So let's say hypothetically speaking, for example, you move forward, you right, you get approved, you get the solar. Edison has to come out and activate the system. So you're not going to be getting an Edison bill anymore. You're just going to be paying the solar company at a cheaper cost.
And what's the activation fee? What are they going to bill me for the activation fee?
So that's the great thing, right? There is no activation fee simply because it's a government endorsed program. So you're not paying for any type of installation, no activation. It's literally you just getting swapped out from a higher bill to a cheaper bill as long as you can get approved. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, so is Edison trying to get rid of customers?
So funny enough, what it is it's not that Edison's trying to get rid of customers. It's just that when homeowners make the transition to solar, that's when they start to raise the rates. So they're still a business, right? They obviously have to make their money. So what happens is anytime a homeowner is starting to get solar and they make the transition, which unfortunately not everyone can, they start raising rates. So that's exactly why these programs are designed. Essentially, it's just designed to help you to pay for cheaper power and not have to face utility rates.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's why.
So you're saying that if I pay Edison right now $300 a month,
yeah,
in the summer, right?
Sure.
That my bill is going to be reduced by 40%. Like I'm going to get $120 off of that.
Correct. Yeah. So obviously I know that's a guesstimate, but yes, correct. That is how it works. And that's something that we would show you in writing. Obviously that way you can get a better understanding of it. And then you can see the benefit of saving without coming a dime out of pocket.
And so how many panels have to go on our roof?
So the way that it works is it's based on electricity consumption. So what we do is we have the energy consultant take a look at your bill. He's going to see how much energy you're running, obviously, throughout the very peak of summer where you pay the highest, and then also at your lowest point when you pay lower. So that way we can help determine how much, you know, electricity you're running and how many panels you need.
Is there like a weight limit? Like because we have a composition roof, so if it's not sturdy enough for the panel?
So the really good thing is that when we have the consultant break it down for you, we have a design that's created prior. That way we can help show you the layout, and we don't come near a roof that isn't structurally strong enough to sustain the solar simply because we're liable for that. So that's sorry, go ahead.
After you install the panels, uh-huh, if a leak occurs, is that on us?
No. So that's on the solar company. That's exactly why we make sure to be very careful when we obviously do the installation and things like that. We want to make sure everything checks off. That's kind of why I was asking a couple quick questions too in regards to it, just so mm-hmm. I can set the expectation proper for you, right? Because obviously the last thing we want is anything to happen to it. And then, you know, that's on our end because we're the ones that are liable for it.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately why obviously you have a lot of great questions. That's actually the purpose of the consultation. We can show you a proper breakdown of what that looks like. If there's any other specific questions you have, you can write them down and we can get them answered for you. And then on the same time, obviously, we can show you a free savings report and show you what the design would look like. That way you can get a better view of what it would look like for you in your home.
How long is the appointment?
Typically 30 minutes. Honestly, it could take up to 45 if you have more questions. But what does save you some time is if you have a copy of the power bill, do you do that one online or do you do that by mail?
By mail.
Okay. So what actually could save you some time is when we schedule out the time, if you have a screenshot of the bar graph portion of it, I believe it might be on page 3, within the text that I send you, that's actually where you can send the bar graph portion. We can draw up the design and savings report prior. That way we save you more time during the consultation as well.
Hmm. How do I know who you are? Like, how do I, you know?
So what I could do is I could, after this call, I could provide you the information of who's the consultant that would be assisting you. Obviously, the link to the company. And then that way you're aware and you know who exactly is reaching out. By the way, my name's Adam. I'm the verifications manager.
Okay.
Typically, I did want to ask. I know if there is a different day sometime this week that you have about 30 minutes, is it usually more of a morning time or an afternoon time for you?
Morning.
Morning? Okay.
And can't do it this week. We got too much going on. But
sure.
Is there any way that I can call you back and schedule the appointment? Because I want to talk to my husband about it first before I have somebody come out here and him send him away. So
that makes a lot of sense. No, yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense too. Yeah, absolutely. So why don't I go ahead and do this? Why don't I, since I know you definitely need to speak with him and make sure that he's also present.
Yeah.
Why don't I do this? I know this week is a little bit booked up for you. Why don't I go ahead up and set up a tentative time for, let's say, sometime next week? I'll touch base with you, let's say, towards the end of the week. That way we can see if we can iron something out for the following week, and then we can go from there. And in the meantime, I can send you all the literature and things like that.
Okay, so next week, hang on. So if next week, it can't be, it has to be Friday. I mean, Friday is the only open day next week.
Okay. So what I'll do then, I'll literally right now, I'll just send you a text message saying it's a tentative time. Basically, the text message will say, hey, this is Adam. It was great speaking with you, Brenda, in regards to the solar consultation. It's tentatively set for next Friday. Let's say next Friday morning work, we can tentatively set it for 10. I'll touch base with you next week. That way we can confirm if that time slot still works for you and your husband.
Okay.
Perfect. So again, I'm the verifications manager. You can expect a text maybe within the next 5 or 10 minutes, and then we can reconnect sometime this coming week.
Okay. So I'm writing down this. Is this your personal phone number? I think.
So yeah. So this is the direct line. Correct.
So 951-435-8568.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then right okay. there. So you'll receive a text from my number right now, right after this call.
Okay. And so confirm it or don't confirm it, right? Or don't do anything. Just.
So yeah. So right now, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sending you a text of the time slot that we have of next Friday at 10. What I'm going to do is I'll touch base with you next week. That way we can help confirm that for you, since I know it is some days out as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. That's perfect. All righty, Brenda. It was great speaking with you.
All right. Thank you.
Of course.
Adam. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.